A slow-moving landslide has displaced residents and shut down businesses in Jackson, and the town has been working to deal with the problem for weeks. We're joined now by Rebecca Huntington, who's been following the situation closely. She says, from what geologists have said, the cause of the landslide seems to be a combination of natural and human-induced factors.
There was an excellent presentation by the geologists of Jackson Hole giving a long history, and they actually showed aerial photos going back to the 50s. That show that this area seems prone to natural landslides. And since then, people have been cutting away at the slope without realizing that we are exacerbating sort of a naturally weak hillside.
Cutting away at the slope, like for development, building houses and roads and things.
Actually, what's so interesting is back in the 1950s and later, it was a quarry. And the materials from the quarry were probably used to build roads, and actually the expansion of West Broadway, which is also a main highway through town, further cut away at the hillside. So we were both taking materials from the slope to build roads and then cutting away at the hillside to expand our roads. And then eventually, once the quarry closed, a building was put there, and nobody really questioned whether it was safe to put a building at the base of a quarry, and that established the sense that that was an okay place to have buildings. And then today we have Walgreens there, but the geologists stressed that there's been a long history of tampering with the slope and of putting development in that area.
So how much damage has the slide caused at this point?
I think the true tally of how much damage it has done is yet to be seen. The town has allocated $700,000 to respond to it. Some of the things that have been damaged, one home has been condemned. It's been split in two by the hillside slumping down. The brand new Walgreens parking lot has 6-foot-high ridges in the asphalt, completely unusable. The building is still sound, but it's a question whether it will be able to reopen. The town lost its pump house. They also were very worried about a water main bursting, and we're watching that closely. And in order to create a valve that they could shut off the water in an emergency, they've had to go in and put in new hydrants and valves. And the cost of that is not yet known.
So what all is the town doing to address this problem? I mean, there's been talk of trying to essentially shore up the hillside so that it stops slipping.
So right now the town has been focused on a short-term solution just to slow things down so they can come up with a long-term plan. The short-term solution has included just putting as much weight as they can at the toe of the slide. So they've piled dirt under the parking garage in one of the restaurants. They've been putting these Lego-shaped concrete blocks next to that restaurant, also across from the Walgreens, and just basically piling rock, dirt, and concrete to create a counterbalance that will hopefully keep things from falling down. And that seems to be making a difference. Things are slowing down enough that the town was able to put in a temporary access. They basically rebuilt a temporary road on top of the road that was undermined by the slide. Long term, we're going to be living with this slide for quite a while. Just now, they're drilling these deep boreholes, which is going to tell them what the makeup is under the ground. And basically, they know there's something unstable down there. Their best guess is that it's a clay layer, but it could be water, it could be sand. And depending on what it is, that will give them their long-term options.
So what's the outlook moving forward? I mean, geologists have said, no, we don't need to worry about anything catastrophic. But on the other hand, the hill still is moving. What's the outlook?
I think that there's going to be decisions that are going to have to be made about some very expensive solutions. They have discussed what some of those options could be. One of them could be building a big buttress at the base of the failing hillside. That would be expensive because it would take up a lot of real estate to put the material in there. Another option is putting in what they call ground anchors. That, from what I understand, is very expensive. But again, takes up less real estate. Basically, the town's going to be looking at probably spending a fair amount of money to shore up the hillside. And I think it's going to be a complicated picture because you have a mix of public interest and private land and what the public should pay for to shore up and what private landowners should pay for to shore up is certainly going to be a public policy debate going forward.
Now, this all has been attracting a fair bit of national media attention. I'm curious what effect that's going to have for the town as we move toward the summer tourism season. I mean, are people going to be discouraged from coming to Jackson because of this?
I think the locals have been having a heyday with poking fun at some of the headlines, which have included Wyoming resort town being devoured or swallowed. And while it's fun to laugh at that, I have heard from some small businesses who offer tourism services such as wildlife guiding, and they are already getting calls from concerned visitors asking whether they should actually cancel their trip. So there is some concern that people might be perceiving this as affecting much greater part of the town than it is. Even though it is a big deal, and it could be a big deal, the town really does have it under control, and it really has not been disruptive to the town beyond putting a strain on town services. And also it's, you know, been very disruptive to the 60 folks who have been evacuated from their homes.
Okay, well, Rebecca, thank you so much for giving us the latest on this.
Thanks, Willow.